Welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. Getting ready for the semifinals. I'm Rusty Pettit, and you're listening to WJPA Sports Network along with greensports.net. And we will be bringing you the semifinals and third round of consolations here from Chartiers Valley.
Calling and doubling up, we would ask that all coaches and wrestlers, once action starts, please do not cross in the middle of the mats.
We've got, let's see here, 107-pound semifinals. Mat number one, Javion Chambers of Highlands taking on Angelo Bonai of Central Valley. Other semifinals, Jake Guzik. Or no, sorry, that's the other, that's consolation. Other semifinals on mat four, and that is Jefferson Morgan's Braden Hanning taking on Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. So a Greene County, Washington County matchup there. Again, of course, we're focusing a lot on Greene County and Washington County here being WJPA and Green Sports on that joint broadcast. It's underway on mat number one. It's well as between Bonai and Chambers. And getting underway right now, Hanning and Simmons. Single-leg shot here by Simmons. Gets in deep. Tries to shelf the leg. And he's trying to fight that off with the Wizard. Simmons trying to swing him down. Does get the takedown. 3-0 in favor of Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. The other semifinal match, it's Chambers deep in a single on Bonai. Bonai trying to fight that off on the edge of the mat. And there is an edge. Larry Maggi's going to award the 3 points to Chambers in that one, right at the edge of the mat. 3-0 over Bonai. Simmons still leading 3-0, riding on top of Hanning. Again, top eight wrestlers from this tournament will advance to the Southwest Regional at Altoona next week. So all of these wrestlers that are wrestling now will finish in the top eight, so they have assured themselves a spot next weekend. Grammy roll out of bounds for Hanning, and they will restart with 49 seconds to go in the opening period. With the whistle, tight waist for Simmons. Tie up the wrist and a half. And Hanning trying to fight off both of those. Right wrist and tight waist for Simmons, and he tries to work a half. Hanning trying to get up and out from underneath, failing 3-0 here. This opening period, 10 seconds to go. Chambers takes a 3-0 lead in the second period in his match with Bonai on mat one. Keep you up to date on the consolations as they come through, too, if we have Washington and Greene County wrestlers in those bouts. It's going to be a neutral start here in the second period for Hanning and Simmons. Hanning in deep on a single leg now. Kind of come through the back door. Simmons trying to pass the ankle. Hanning trying to keep his hips up. Simmons now getting in a little bit better position, getting his hips elevated. Hanning now trying to pass the ankle himself. Now looks like he's trying to just maybe hang on here for a stalemate. Simmons trying to elevate Hanning up. No takedown awarded here. Still no takedown awarded. And we get a stalemate call with 1:05 to go in the second period. still 5-0 now. Chambers over Bonai on mat number one. Chambers the number one seed out of Highlands. Simmons and Hanning go out of bounds with 41 seconds on the clock here in the second period. Still 3-0 Simmons. Underhook here for Hanning. Simmons kind of controlling the motion there towards the edge of the mat. A duck under attempt by Simmons. Can't get past the defense of Hanning. And they scoot out of bounds with 9 seconds on the clock. We will head to the third period. 3-0 the score in favor of Darius Simmons of Burgertown over Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. Still 5-0 Chambers over Bonai there in the third period on that one. Simmons started on bottom. He's up to his feet. Hanning trying to return him down to the mat. So far not able to do so. Going to have to cut him loose. 4-0 the score after the escape. Single leg shot by Hanning. He's deep again, trying to come through the back door. Walking around the waist is Simmons. Hanning trying to work on feet and positioning. We're going to get a stalemate. 1:27 to go. There's another shot by Hanning. Can't get to the legs. And now stands up. Tries to trip Simmons. Simmons avoids that. Keeps overhooks. And they scoot out of bounds with 1:11 to go. Duck under attempt by Hanning, and he got around, but great defense by Simmons to keeps the scramble going, and now a standing Grammy attempt by Hanning, and he trying to pop his head out to maybe get a takedown. He does. So now it's a one-point match, 50 seconds to go. He cuts him loose. So it was 4-3, now 5-3 with the escape. Hanning, after an incredible scramble by both wrestlers, capitalizing with the takedown, needs another one. And he tries a drag attempt, can't get to the legs of Simmons. Down with 29 seconds to go. Another drag attempt, can't get to the defense, pass the defense. Now it's a single leg shot. He's in deep and tries to hip over. Now switches off to the double leg. He's down to 10 seconds to go. Takes Simmons over on his hips. In a scramble here, Simmons able to stay out of it, and he will avoid it. So Darius Simmons going to win this one 5-3. We'll be right back here at WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here, now 114-pound semifinals. It's Clayton Ely of McGuffey taking on Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Ford. Bubash in on a double leg, trying to come through the back door. Ely hanging on over the top, draped over, trying to hang on to an ankle. We're about to have a Jefferson Morgan wrestler in a consolation bout up on mat two. It'll be Caleb Delaney taking on Raiden Thomas out of Valley shortly, but they are still trying to clear some things up on that mat over there. Chambers going to win that match against Bonai. He's up 7-0 with 4 seconds to go. So that'll be the other finalist at 107 tonight, or this afternoon, rather. 3:30 are the finals and the rest of the medal bouts. Still scoreless here between Ely and Bubash. We have Delaney and Thomas up on mat two now, and there's Thomas getting the takedown over Caleb Delaney of Jefferson. Constellation round three match. Loser that will end up wrestling in the seventh place bout. Winner will advance out to the Constellation semifinals. Delaney up and out over there, so he gets an escape. Three trails, 3-1. Still scoreless between Ely and Bubash. Now there's a shot attempt by Ely, but can't get to the legs. Ends up in a front headlock. 30 seconds to go in this opening period. Now Bubash trying to circle around behind him, and he's going to step over the leg. Very close to getting the takedown. He's got it. 3-0 Bubash over Ely. 18 seconds to go in the first period. They will head to the second period, and we'll step aside, be right back here for that second period right after this message.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right, second period just getting underway here. It's going to be Ely on top of Bubash to start the period. Bubash up to his feet, and they head off the edge of the mat. 9 seconds gone in that second period. Raiden Thomas now with a 6-1 lead over Jefferson Morgan's Caleb Delaney. 114-pound consolation bout over on mat two. They are in the second period, just getting into the second period. Other 114-pound semifinals, Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley, scoreless with Alex Medlin, a best center. The Washington County wrestler there will keep an eye on that bout as well. They have 38 seconds to go in the opening period as Anderchak gets in on a double leg, trying to cut through the back door. We have a potentially dangerous situation on mat number four between Bubash and Ely, and they're going to stop that one, so it's still 3-0 Bubash rather in that bout. Bubash trying to get out from underneath Ely. Still trying to work on that shot as Anderchak, and now he gets Medlin back down, his hips back down on the mat. Now back trying to come through the back door again. Medlin done a good job so far holding this off, and he looks like he's going to make it all the way to the end of the period. Scoreless they'll go into the second between Anderchak and Medlin. And Ely still riding on top of Bubash. Now and then the Caleb Delaney bout. He trails 6-2 now to Raiden Thomas of Valley. It's over on mat two consolation bout. Bubash sits out. Ely stays behind the arms. Stands up to his feet and breaks wrist control. Bubash out for the escape. He leads 4-0. On the other bout, there's a deep double leg shot after an escape. It was 1-0 Anderchak of the escape, and now he's very close, and he's got the takedown. So now he leads 4-0 over Alex Medlin, the best center. There in the second period. Braden Thomas now leading 9-2 over Caleb Delaney, but now Delaney gets a reversal to make that 9-4. There's 23 seconds to go in the second period there. Bubash with another takedown on Ely. He leads 7-0. Out of the bounds, 26 seconds to go in the second period there. Anderchak on top of Medlin. Halfway through the second period, trying to work on wrist control. Ely off the restart, stands up to his feet, gets out for the escape at 7-1, tries a shot, but doesn't get to the legs of Bubash. head of the third period with Dudash leading 7-1 over Ely. It's 4-0. Anderchak over Medlin, 16 seconds to go in the second period there. 12-4 now the score for Raiden Thomas of Valley over Caleb Delaney, Jefferson Morgan in the consolation bout there in the third period. Medlin on his back now. He's in a cradle. Anderchak has that cradle locked up. Getting near fall point right at the end of the second period. That'll be four more to lead 8-0 for Bruce Anderchak. Now Bubash trying to turn Ely over. He's got another takedown. It's 10-2, but he's trying to get a tilt here and get some more near fall. Got a couple single swipes, I think. Now he's getting more. Eight nothing the score for Anderchak over Medlin in the third period. 13-2 now for Bubash over Ely with the near fall added. Minute left in that one. 12-6 now, Raiden Thomas over Caleb Delaney. That one winding down about 10 seconds to go. So looks like Raiden Thomas will advance to consolation semifinals for Valley. Caleb Delaney for Jeff Morgan will drop down to the seventh place bout. And off the whistle with Bubash, Ely. Up to his feet is Ely, trailing 13-3 with 45 seconds to go. He's cut loose for an escape. It's 13-4. Medlin trying to come around and behind of Anderchak on mat one, not able to do so. Anderchak trying to finish another takedown. Now has the leg and trying to climb up the body here. Wash High's Noah Patton is about to get underway on mat two, taking on Dejamir Suber of Highlands. 121-pound consolation bout. To 16-4 now the score for Bubash over Ely. As time was winding down, 5 seconds to go. And that will be the final, 16-4. We have a screen wrestler on that bout. We're also going to have the final. Anderchak is going to defeat Medlin. We'll be right back here on WJPS Sports Network and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Right off the bat here, a takedown on mat number four, and it's Noah Collins of West Green being taken down by Carter Thomas of Burrell. It was a bit of a scramble there, but Carter Thomas comes out on top. He leads 3-0, is riding right now on top of Collins, 30 seconds into that bout. And now he's got a low leg Turk trying to work on that. On mat number one, it's Tucker Main of McGuffey taking on Austin Kusinovich of Avonworth. And just as I say that, Kusinovich gets a takedown on Main, so he leads 3-0 in that bout. Now Collins trying to come around and back, but he held on a little long, and he gets taken to his back for a couple near fall swipes, I believe, or no, maybe just a single swipe. So it's still 3-0 in favor of Thomas. It's a wrestle near the near side of the mat here. 45 seconds to go in the opening period. Thomas trying to throw the legs in on Collins, has him stretched out. Burgettstown's Carter Cadis now wrestling on mat three. He's scoreless against Garen McDonald of Central Valley, 133-pound consolation bout. Maine is taken down again by Kusinovic. over on mat number one. So he trails 6-1 in that one. Little restart here with Collins and Thomas. Collins tries to stand up off the whistle, can't. Now Granby roll by Collins, and Thomas stays with him. And time runs out in the first period. Still scoreless between Cadis and McDonald as time winds down in the first. They head to the second. Second period about to start here. Collins takes it down. Thomas gets on top. Collins tries to sit out. Can't do that. Back to his base. It'll be 6-1 Kusinovic over Tucker, Maine, as they head to the second. ...121-pound semifinals. Medal rounds are going to get underway at 3:30 today. Chicken wing for Thomas. Tries to get leverage here on Collins. Collins staying on his base right now. Now tries to stand up. Does get to his feet. Tucker Maine gave up an escape. He trails 7-1 right now. And there's front headlock for Maine. Karen McDonald up 4-0 now over Carter Cadis of Burgerstown. Mat 3. So far, Carter Thomas able to ride out Noah Collins here. One of two semifinalists for West Green today. Colin White, up at 285 pounds. Kusinovic now leads 10-1 over Tucker, Maine. Minute 15 to go in the second period over there on mat one. Headlock on mat one. Can't get Kusinovic down to the mat. Restart here between Collins. It's the end of the second period. So we go to the third period. Carter Thomas was able to ride Noah Collins out that entire second. This time Collins starts on top. Works a cross face here. Thomas back up to his base. Kusinovic in deep on a double leg on Tucker Maine over there on mat one. Leads 13-2 as he gets the takedown. 20 seconds to go in the second period there. Done a good job here stretching out Carter Thomas with legs in, but now gets a little bit high. Still stays behind the arms, but Thomas now hunting for his head. And we're going to get a potentially dangerous hold to stop things there. So still 3-0 Carter Thomas, 55 seconds to go in the third period. Collins going to have to turn him here. If he wants to come back in this one. 13-2 the score. Androvich over Kusinovic over Tucker Maine in the other semifinal. Stall warning on Tucker Maine now with a minute 37 to go. Now Collins getting high again with the legs in. Trying to work on this power half. He does have Thomas stretched out. He's just not really coming close to turning him here. Collins can just kind of stay where he's at. But now as Collins gets high, he's got him in trouble. He's going to get the reversal, and this will lock it up for Carter Thomas. He's got a 5-0 reversal. Might even get near fall. Actually gives a reversal back up to Collins to make it 5-2, but that'll do it. So Noah Collins falls here in the semis to Carter Thomas of Burl. Over to finish out the other one. 16-2 is now the score for Kusinovic over Tucker Main with 50 seconds remaining in that bout. Carter Cadis of Burgertown leads 5-4 over Garrett McDonald now in the third period on mat 3. He's riding on top in that one. Got James Delaney now. Jefferson Morgan over on mat 4. Getting underway here in the semifinal. 127 pounds over. Taking on Antonio Bonai of Central Valley. Delaney the 5 seed. Bonai the 1 seed here. And that is going to be a final Kusinovic defeat. I think he got the technical fall. That one came with 40 seconds left over Tucker Main. So Tucker Main will fall down to the consolation semifinals for McGuffey. And Bonai's deep on a shot here with Delaney. But Delaney working a crossface here and trying to keep the hips down. Doing a good job of that so far. Meanwhile, Danny Smith of Burgettstown getting underway on mat number 1 against Giovanni Beatrice of Derry in the semifinal, 127 pounds over there. And I say that Bonai does finish the takedown on Delaney to lead 3-0. And there is a takedown for Danny Smith of Burgettstown over Beatrice, 30 seconds into that bout. Bonai has Delaney stretched out working a crossface here and
again,
trying to turn him tilt.
Make sure to get your sheets and each mat 1 and 4 to be completed.
Smith still riding on top as Beatrice gets to his feet, tries to cut away, but they go out of bounds. So they'll restart with 57 seconds to go there. Smith leading 3-0. Bonai leading 3-0 on mat 4 in the other semifinal over James Delaney. 23 seconds to go left in that one. He's still working on that crossface. Trying to turn Delaney. Watch eyes. Javon Woods is on mat 2. He trails Angelo Emilio of North Catholic 4-2 there in the second period. And now it's Danny Smith looking for the fall on mat 1. He's got Beatrice in trouble. And he's trying to tie up the arm. He's got 35 seconds here to still work on this. Danny Smith of Burgettstown looking to pin his way to the finals here at 127 pounds. Very close. There it is. Ball comes at a minute and 34 seconds for Burgettstown's Danny Smith. He's over and gives the coaches a hug. He is on his way to the finals. And now over here with Delaney and Bonai. And Bonai leads 4-0 with an escape here. And now Fireman's Carry is going to get another takedown. Takes Delaney right to his back. And he's looking for the fall. He's got the sinks in the reverse half. He has Delaney in trouble. Lots of time to work here on the edge of the mat. Delaney trying to belly out. He's going to give up the 4 near fall for sure. And trail at the very least 11-0. But now it's Bonai looking for the fall. Networth's Drake McClure and Emmett Wolf of McGuffey now underway on mat 1, 133 pounds. Semifinal. They go out of bounds there. It's 11-0 for Bonai over Delaney, and we will be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Back here at Char Valley, Drake McClure gets a takedown on Emmett Wolf to lead 3-0 halfway through the first period. At 133-pound semifinal on mat 1 on... And it's 11-0 now in favor of Antonio Bonai over James Delaney with 30 seconds to go in the second period on mat 4, the 127-pound semifinal. And Javon Woods now trails 7-3 to Emilio. And that's Wash High's Javon Woods. That's in mat 2 consolation bout. That is at 139 pounds. Ten seconds left with Delaney and Bonai here. Looks like Bonai might is almost able to turn Delaney, but time is going to run out. So we'll head to the third there, and in the second or first period still, it's Drake McClure leading 3-0 as Emmett Wolf tries to get out from underneath, and McClure keeps him down on the mat. Power half here by McClure. Delaney and Bonai wrestling from their feet. Bonai in on a single leg, now steps up with the underhook, now goes back to the single and swings Delaney down for the takedown. He now leads 14-0, 1 point away. He will let him up for the escape, and then we'll head back to the center of the mat. One more takedown will walk up the technical fall for Antonio Bonai. And diving in on the leg is Delaney. Bonai, we're going to stop this for a potentially dangerous hold. Bonai in on the fireman's carry, trying to finish this off. Stays behind the legs, trying to climb up, and there's the takedown, and Antonio Bonai will get a technical fall, 17-1 over James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. Still 3-0 Drake McClure over Emmett Wolf. 2 minutes to go. They just started the second period there. Javon Woods coming back, making a two-point match on mat two. He trails 10-8 to Angelo Emilio. More Washington County action getting underway down here on mat four. It's going to be Beth Center's Mason Wright, 133-pound semifinal against Anthony Mucci of Derry. They are underway. Javon Woods is going to fall 10-8 in his bout, so he'll wrestle for seventh place for Wash High. Emilio advances out in the consolations for North Catholic. Still scoreless between Wright and Mucci. Wright tries to get to a leg, can't. Mucci comes around behind, sneaks in behind the arms, and gets the takedown. They make it 3-0. The floor leads 6-0 now with another takedown on Emmett Wolf. Actually, he might have turned him for three near fall.
Valley coach to mat two, Valley.
6-0 either way. That is the score with 42 seconds to go in the second period there. Up to his feet for an escape is Mason Wright. 3-1, halfway through the first period. Still riding on top of Wolf, 6-0 in that one. Out of bounds go Wright and Mucci. Now, head-to-head tie up for Mucci and Wright. And Mucci's in on a double leg. He's going to get the finish, that takedown, to make it 6-1 right at the end of the first period. McClure up 8-0 on Emmett Wolf. To their feet. 7-1 the score now with Mucci with that takedown and escape. And they go out of bounds, 1:27 to go, and that's going to be a stall warning on Mason Wright as he backed out of bounds. McClure up 8-0 in his bout over Emmett Wolf. Wolf trying to get up to his feet. And now McClure going to get a reversal here. Has a leg, and going to watch that knee of McClure. Wolf trying to, now he lets go of it, but they're still tied up in a scramble here. Mucci leads 10-1 now, 10-2 with an escape over Wright. McClure looks like very close to getting Wolf on his back. Now throws the legs in. Still leads 8-0. Wolf trying to come out the back door. As McClure is very high. We now get a takedown for Mucci again to make it 13-2 on mat 4. Now 13-3 with an escape. And an ankle pick for Mucci. Gets another takedown to make it 16-3. Lets him go for the escape again. And we did have the final over there that was McClure, the winner, over Emmett Wolf. So McClure will wrestle in the finals for Bentworth. Emmett Wolf drops down to consolations for McGuffey. Quaker Valley's Matthew Dana is taking on Julian Bertucci of Burrell, 139-pound semifinal on mat one now. And the final score, it is going to be Mucci over Wright. So we will be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
All right, back here at Char Valley, we've got 139-pound semifinal. Lucas Barr of McGuffey taking on Aiden Burford of Highlands. Scoreless in the first period. Drag attempt by Burford. Barr stays out of that with defense. Now he has to tie up at center of the mat with a minute 13 to go in the opening period. There's a nice double leg by Barr, and he powers right through that and tried to keep him on his back. Is he going to be able to keep him? Oh, no, he's not. He's going to get the takedown, and he comes out with a front headlock on the front, but Burford was somehow able to roll all the way through that to take away the back points, and now is actually going to come around for a reversal. So it's 3-2, Lucas Barr. Barr powered through that double, elevated Burford way up in the air, and then the two rolled through. For a moment, Barr had him on his back, but Burford able to continue on through and eventually come out with a reversal. So they go out of bounds with 36 seconds to go. It's 3-2 in favor of Barr. Other semifinal bout. Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley leading Julian Bertucci 3-1. That one nearing the end of the first period. Aiden Burford of Highlands starts on top here after the restart. Lucas Barr tries to sit out after standing up. Keeps his hips on top of Burford, trying to ease back into him. Works on wrist control. Now he sits out and turns in, faces him for the escape. 4-2, Lucas Barr leads. 15 seconds to go in the opening period. Double leg shot by Burford ends up in a front headlock. Barr trying to keep his head down and get around behind him. Time runs out. Head to the second period. Burford to first choice, so Lucas Barr looked like he wanted to take neutral and said he's going to take down. Quad pawed up to his feet right off the whistle. Burford tries to throw in a leg and sink him back down, returns him to the mat, but Barr tries to keep his hips up, gets right back up to his feet. He turns right into him now with his hips, and takes him to his back with a reversal, and now Lucas Barr not able to keep him there, but he's going to get a few near fall. So they'll add the four near fall. Right, I thought he had four fingers up. They put three on the board. So it's 9-2, Lucas Barr. It makes more sense. It was more of a, looked like more of a three count. Looks like Lucas Barr wants to go ahead and let Burford up to his feet. Instead, sinks right down behind the arms after the whistle. Matthew Dana now tied up with Bertucci. 4-4 over there after Bertucci gets a takedown on Matt One. The other semifinal. Barr doing a good job riding on top here. Wrist control. Has a wing in now on the left side. And a tight waist halfway through the second period. Run this wing, but he doesn't have anything to go with it. Now tries to tie up the right wrist. As Burford tries to sit out, but ends up right back in the same position, 30 seconds to go.
Sophie.
Still went winging on the left side.
Valley High School, there is a Sophie from Valley. Please see the head table.
And the out turning in is Burford. And we head to the third period. It is going to be neutral now. 9-2 the score in favor of Lucas Barr. And Julian Bertucci leads 5-4 over Matthew Dana on the other semifinal bat. They are in the third period with a minute 10 seconds to go. Just shot by Burford. Half-front headlock for Barr. Another McGuffey wrestler, Victor Bonus, scoreless in the first period on mat number two with Tristan Workowitz of Mount Pleasant, that 145-pound consolation. Barr trying to come through, and now he's got a standing cradle here. No takedown awarded yet, but he's got it locked up, and now he's going to take him over to his back. Lucas Barr got the takedown and near fall, trying to get his hip over the top so he can work on the fall. Lucas Barr has this tight and looking for the fall for McGuffey. And there it is. Lucas Barr pins his way to the finals at 139 pounds over Aiden Burford. That will be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Char Valley, Victor Bonus right now, the only Washington or Greene County wrestler out there right now. As I say that, Caleb Patton's about to take the mat for Wash High in his semifinal bout. And 145-pound Victor Bonus right now leads 1-0 in the second period over Tristan Workowitz. They are wrestling from their feet, and they have a stalemate, so they will restart with 29 seconds to go. And Caleb Patton about to be taken down. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Ford in deep on a double leg, and they do give him the takedown right at the edge of the mat. And then 142 to go in that one. Bonus. Almost nearly getting a takedown, but time runs out in the second period. He leads 1-0 as they head to the third. He'll start on top there. Another McGuffey wrestler getting started right beside him on mat number 3. That's Garrett Newman. He'll be taking on South Park's Joshua Kuzma at 152-pound consolation semifinal, or consolation quarterfinal, rather. Patton from Wash High was taken down 3-0, and right now Boyer is still riding on top with a minute 10 to go in that semifinal bout. The other semifinal bout at 145 is Antonio Perkins of Valley and Owen Lehue of Knock, and they are scoreless at the end of one. Three Washington County wrestlers out there right now. Patton trying to get up, but Boyer keeping him stretched out on the mat. As the leg's in, now trying to hip him over to get a tilt. Victor Bonas was taken down and let back up in the third period, so now he trails in that bout 4-2. To Tristan Berkovitz of Mount Pleasant. Still scoreless between Newman and Kuzma on mat 3 in the consolation bout. Victor Bonas has 50 seconds left to try to get a takedown of his own to take the lead. Garrett Newman gets a takedown. He leads 3-0. We get a stall warning over on Werkowitz. That's his first, I believe. It's still 4-2, rather, 30 seconds left. Bonas still going to need a takedown. Bonas has 15 seconds to go. He needs to shoot. Tries on an ankle, can't get there. Berkowitz stays away. He can take another stall call. He gets it. That'll be a point. Make it 4-3, but that won't be enough. As time winds down, Berkowitz is going to win this 4-3 over Victor Bonas. So Bonas will wrestle for seventh. And now Newman trying to get near fall points, and he got a couple. So he leads 5-0 with minute 38 to go. Caleb Patton still trailing 3-0 as they start the second period. They'll start on their feet. Boyer at the lone takedown in the first period. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown up on mat number 2. And he is taking on Braxton Carve Laurel in the consolation bout at 152 pounds. Newman. He might have got a couple more near-fall swipes here with the tilt. He did. So that makes it 8-0 after he gets the 3 near-fall. Now steps over the low-leg Turk and has the far arm. Trying to get more back points here on Kuzma. Keeps that Turk in. Caleb Patton still trailing 3-0. They still wrestle from their feet here in the second, in the semifinals at 145 pounds. Boyer keeps him at arm's length. Patton still not able to get into the past the defense of Boyer. Still trails 3-0 there, down to 37 seconds ago in the second period of that semifinal bout. Now Newman crossface, tries to lock up a crossface cradle. Logan Noyes starts out on top of the second period. It was scoreless after one between him and Braxton Carr of Laurel. Consolation bout. Patton has time winding down here on the second. He still trails 3-0. He's got one more period to try to climb back in this one against Lucas Boyer. Caleb Patton trying to give Wash High a finalist today here at the WPIL AA Wrestling Championships. Thank you. This is Boyer starting on the bottom now. He gets up to his feet, and Matt returned for Patton. Newman leads 12-0 now over Kuzma in the third period as they get started there. He tries to lock up a cradle from a standing position, nearly does it. Still trying to work on it now. Loganoise looking for a near fall against Carr. And he's got that low leg too, so he's lifting that up. He's going to get more here. We'll see. It is 4-1 near fall for Loganoise. Takes a 7-0 lead. Tight waist and a half here for Noise. 7-0 in that one. 34 seconds to go in the second period. Newman trying to get the cross face up and work on that cradle still. And then we've got Caleb Patton of Wash High trailing 3-0 now. He's on top of Boyer, still riding him. And they're going to get a stalemate and restart with 1:12 to go in regulation there. Newman. As a low leg Dirk, and he got one swipe. He's only a couple more near fall away from a tech fall. Uh-oh, Loganoise in trouble now. He was winning 7-0, but Tarr takes him over, takes him to his back. Time runs out, though. What happens here? What do we got score-wise? I think the refs are going to talk about it. Was 7-0 Noise before that happened. Caleb Patton still riding on top, 3-0. He's going to have to turn Lucas Boyer, and right now, not able to do so. Boyer up on his knees. Patton has the legs in. Down to 40 seconds to go. Away on the other semifinal bout, it's Frazier's Jonah Erdley taking on Gavin McRae. 152-pound semifinal on mat 4. We're just underway and scoreless. And Boyer about to come out the back door, maybe get a reversal here on Patton. That would lock things up. And he does. He grabs onto the ankles, leads 5-0 with 15 seconds to go as they scoot out of bounds. Over in Noise's match, he now leads 9-5 over Braxton Carr. 9-5 with a minute 47 to go. Now it's 10-5 with an escape by Noise. Newman's going to win his bout. 12-0. For McGuffey. Noise gets another takedown to lead 13-5. And that is a final. Lucas Boyer wins over Caleb Patton 5-0. So Caleb Patton will fall down the consolations for Wash High. Boyer for Elizabeth Ford moves on. And it looks like Noise has his bout in pretty good control. He leads by 8. We're going to step aside real quickly and be back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
All right, back here, Chartiers Valley, Loganoise. Still right on top here. He's up 13-5 still, 17 seconds to go. We're Burgettstown over Laurel's Braxton Carr. Consolation bout there. Semifinal mounts right now, 152 pounds. It's Calio Zanella Burrell trailing 6-2 over Mason Horwat of Derry. And Gavin McRae of Freedom trailing 1-0 Jonah Erdley of Frazier. That's in the second period there. And that is a final. Loganoise wins 13-5 over Braxton Carr. And that is going to bring up a Jefferson Morgan wrestler. And that is Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan taking on Stephen Pradajna of Mount Pleasant, 160-pound consolation bout. All right, so underway here with Palco and Pradajna. Stop it right away. I'm not sure what that was. 8 seconds in. Jason Horvat now leading 9-3 over Callio Zanella. And still 1-0 early over McCray. Palco tries a 2-on-1 rush and tie up with Stephen Pradajna. He's got that left arm tied up. Now he uses that to get in on a single leg. Nice job. He elevates it, shelves it, but trying to scramble here and pass the ankle is Pradajna. Now Palco trying to drape over the back. 14 seconds to go in this opening period. Palco trying to get his hips up. Now working on a crossface, and he gets the takedown. So Palco going to come out of that scramble and get a late takedown to lead 3-0 heading into the second. Horvat over Zanella, getting very close to a technical fall. 15-3 now with another escape in the second period. Early still winning, leading 1-0 as they head to the third period. Gavin McCray starts on bottom for Freedom here in the third period. Alec Palco starts on top in the second period in his bout over Pradajna. Throws the legs in, working on a power half. Now cross face. Getting ready to go now on mat number one. It's Owen Ibsick, as the Horvat did finish out his technical fall over Zanella. So it's going to be Owen Ibsick of Bentworth taking on Chaney Lewis of the Neighborhood Academy. 160-pound semifinal. Ibsick the 2-seed, Lewis the 6-seed. Lewis right in on a single leg very quickly and takes Ibsick down. Lightning fast off the whistle. Ibsick didn't know what hit him, really. Got in on that single. And they go out of bounds with 1:41 to go in the first. Still 3-0 Palco as he rides in the second period. He's ridden nearly half this period over Pradajna. And it's escape as Lewis lets Ibsick up. So it's 3-1 now in favor of Lewis over Ibsick. Palco still riding on top of those legs in. And as Pradajna flattened down, there's Ibsick. Nice drag and go behind there to get the takedown on Lewis to lead 4-3 with 1:17 to go in the opening period. Now Palco doing a good job stretching it out. Power half and nearly turning. And he turned him but went too far. And so now it's a scramble. And Palco's trying to pass the leg to stay in control, but close to giving up a reversal to Pradajna. 17 seconds to go. Trying to hang on to that ankle. There's an escape in the Lewis and Ibsick match to make it 4-4. A minute to go in the opening period. A very exciting opening period there. And now sitting back in is Palco trying to... He's actually in control. He's close to getting a near fall point. They're going to just end the second period with Palco still leading 3-0. Tied at 4 between Ibsick and Lewis.
Again, we are waiting for several Creative Champion Southwest Regional forms to be turned back in. All winning wrestlers and coaches should be working on those at your leisure.
Sitting out, turning in here, starting on bottom is Palco, but Pradajna stays behind the arms and still riding on top. Palco leading 3-0 still in that one as he tries to switch off the whistle. Still 4-4 with 15 seconds to go in the first period between Ibsick and Lewis. And we've got McGuffey's Reed Teagarden underway now on mat number 3. He takes down Ethan Miller right away from Greensburg-Salem to lead 3-0 in that one. Oh, Reed Teagarden gets the fall. Got the half in and got the fall on Miller. So Reed Teagarden pins his way to the consolation semifinals. It's going to bring up another McGuffey wrestler. It's going to be Aaron Supler from McGuffey and taking on Zehon Williams of Freedom, 189-pound. Consolation bout. Isaac and Lewis tied at four, second period. Isaac gets out for the escape. It's 5-4 now. Palco with got a reversal in his bout. He's up 5-0 with that. On their feet, 5-4, Ivesick over Lewis. And it's 5-0 Palco over Podajna. And then it is scoreless between Supler. As I say this, Supler gets a takedown. The lead 3-0 over Williams. Williams now rolls through, though, and has Supler in trouble. Might take him to his back, maybe. He's got the reversal. Supler trying to stay off his back and scoot his hips out. Feet is Ivesick, and what a flurry of points there. And Lewis, sorry, I missed that. I was watching this other bout down here in front of me. And Palco's going to win his bout 5-1. Flurry of points, though, with Lewis getting takedown and near fall, and then an escape by Ivesick. It's 11-6 Lewis now over Ivesick there after that exchange. And they've got 17 seconds to go as Lewis tries to hit a duck under on the edge of the mat. But this match kind of got blown open there with that sequence. So Isaac got a mountain to climb here, and he's got 12 seconds left in the second period to get started on it. Supler down leading 4-2 in his match against Williams. Ryan Selassie of Frazier up 4-0 against Gabe Lilly of Elwood City in his semifinal bout. At 160 pounds. And 12-6 now in favor of Lewis with the escape in the third period. So Isaac got a mountain to climb here. Think takedown and near fall to get back into this. There's a shot attempt by Lewis and defended by Ipsic to keep him with an underhook away. Backs away from that tie-up. Now there's a shot by Ipsic in on the leg, single leg head to the outside. And he's going to finish. Try to keep a low leg jerk. He's going to have to let him up right away. It's 12-9. And now he's going to go right around behind. He gets another takedown. Lewis just stayed on the mat after he gave him the escape. So Ipsic will do it again. He's up. Now it's all of a sudden it's a 14-12 match after Ipsic gives up the escape. He's got a minute to work with. So two quick takedowns. And you think Lewis just kind of fell asleep down there. Now here's a fireman's carry attempt by Ipsic, and he goes out of bounds. Lewis slowly gets back to the center. You wonder how much he has left in the tank. And he's still not toeing the mat. Now he does. So Ipsic trying to come back in this one. He was down by a big deficit. He's got 50 seconds to work, try to get one more takedown. Takedown and ride out would win it for him. Supler's leading 4-3 in his bout. They've got a minute and a half to go in the third there. It's a consolation bout for McGuffey. Say, trying to break wrist control. He's down to 30 seconds. He's got to get in here on a shot, you think. Trailing by two. Now he tries a fireman's carry again, and he pushes the action out of bounds. I don't know if Lewis has been warned for stalling. I don't think so, but Stalling's not going to do it. He's going to need a takedown. 20 seconds to go. There's a single leg shot. He's in on the knee, trying to elevate now. Imsik, he's got 14 seconds to work on this. Can he spin him down? Lewis trying to fight it off, and it's going to be Imsik with the takedown. He gets it at the edge of the mat, and Lewis leaps. He stretches to get out of bounds with 4 seconds to go. It's a one-point lead now. Owen Imsik of Bentworth. They'll restart with four on the clock. What about? He drops down on the leg, and he can hang out there. And he will win. What a comeback. The Bentworths. Oh, and Imsik. He trailed at one point 11-5 in that bout in the second period. Comes back to win it 15-14. Be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Back here at Char Valley, we did have a final in the Aaron Super match. It went to sudden victory. And he ended up falling, gave up a takedown. Zashawn Williams got a takedown in sudden victory to win that 7-4. So Super will wrestle for seventh place for McGuffey. Now on the bout, on the mats, we've got Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley, 172-pound semifinal against Isaac Lasinski of Burl. It's Lasinski up 3-1 in that one in the first period. And then the other one is Ryan Salashi of Fraser, leading 4-1 over Gabe Lilly of Elwood City. That one in the third period, 50 seconds to go. And because we don't have any Washington or Greene County wrestlers on the mat currently, I'm going to step aside once more, and we'll be right back here with more semifinal action for the AA WPIL Boys Wrestling Championships here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestlers.
Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival, the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to the 11 qualifying McGuffey wrestlers. Good luck on the way to the States.
At a final between Lisinski, he tech-falled his way to the finals for the 189-pound semifinal. And now we're going to have Malachi Peak of Best Center, 189-pound semifinal, taking on Brady Brown of Derry. Malachi Peak, the fourth seed, coming in for the Bulldogs. Brady Brown of Derry, the number one seed, 6-4 in the year coming into the tournament. Other semifinal is going to be Noah Lehue of Best Center, 172 pounds, taking on Jackson Angelo Fraser. So two Bulldogs out here in semifinal bouts on mats 1 and 4, respectively. And Angelo Fraser in on a double leg on Lehue. Gets a quick takedown to take a 3-0 lead 10 seconds in. And Peak and Brown in a bit of a scramble here. It's a shot by Brown. Peak trying to do a standing switch to kind of come around and capitalize and get his own takedown. Right now, though, no control awarded as Brown is hanging onto the leg. Now tries to come through the back door. Peak draped over his back. Oh, and Lehue was on his back and now getting turned by Jackson Angelo of Fraser. And Lehue looks to be in trouble. He's definitely giving up the four near fall. And Angelo trying to tighten this up for the fall. And still scoreless between Peak and Brady Brown on mat number one. And Lehue now in deep trouble, and there's the fall. That one comes at exactly 1 minute. Jackson Angelo of Fraser defeats Noah Lehue of Best Center by fall to advance to the finals at 172 pounds. And as I say that, Brady Brown completes a takedown on Malachi Peak. So Brown leads 3-0 in that one. Now using that far arm, Brown trying to take Peak to his back, and he's got him in trouble. And he's going to get some near fall. How much do they swipe? It is a full four count. So 7-0 the lead for Brady Brown of Derry over Malachi Peak of Best Center. Cross face now for Brown. And he's got Peak on his back again. And this could be over. Well, Peak's trying to roll through. Now readjusting as Brady Brown comes to the near side. Trying to tie up the head. And he's going to get four near falls. Time winds down to lead 11-0. And as they head to the second period, we'll step aside real quick. Be right back here at WJPD Sports Network and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
All right, back here now. There was another takedown there by Brady Brown to lead 14-1. Oh, and now he's going to get the tech fall no matter what, but he's got Peak in a cradle, and he's looking for the fall. And they're going to blow it. They're just going to say technical fall right there. So Brady Brown of Derry, technical fall over Malachi Peak of Best Center, and Brown will head to the finals at 189 pounds. And we're going to have Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry coming on that same mat number one, for his semifinal bout. He's going to be taking on Burl's Luke Boylan. And they are off. Another semifinal bout that's going on at 189 pounds is Jake Mundoff of Ligonier Valley and Slayton Williams of Southside. They are scoreless in the first period as that is about to come to an end, as now Braden Welsh comes through on a double leg, dives all the way through the back, and Still not able to get the takedown. He's trying to pass the leg is Boylan. Braden Welsh trying to elevate his hips. We've got a minute 29 to go in the opening period. Grabs an ankle. Welsh now stands up to his feet and still not giving control. He's trying to get that one ankle free, and now it looks like he wants to just lock up a cradle on Boylan maybe, and now he's just gonna power through and gets his leg out to take the takedown when the lead 3-0. It looks like he wants to let Boylan right back up, and he does as they go out of bounds with a minute left in the first period. Braden Welsh coming into the tournament 36-1 on the year. Luke Boylan 26-13. Welsh the one seed, Boylan the two. Put Welsh in on a single leg now. Powers through again all the way through the back door. Is going to get another takedown. Lead 6-1. Tries to work a cross face. Leg in there as well. 15 seconds to go here. Boylan not really doing a whole lot on bottom. And we're going to get a whistle. 10 seconds left in the period. And looks like we got blood time. So as they take a look at that, we will be right step aside and be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
All right, they got the blood cleaned up, and Braden Welsh will start the second period on top. He leads 6-1. Other semifinal bout at 189 pounds, Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley leads 1-0 over Slate Williams of Southside. As I say that, Williams powers through and gets a takedown, to take a 3-1 lead right at the end of the second. Welsh starting the second period of his bout on bottom. He gets immediately up to his feet and hits a standing switch to get space and get the escape lead 7-1. Boylan coming, get really physical, heavy hands with the tie-ups. Welsh keeps him at bay. Welsh changing levels here. Minute 30, he's in on a single now, deep. Oh, just nice pressure there on that leg to get him down on his hips. Now just wants to climb up here and finish this takedown off on the edge of the mat. That would make it 10-1 if he can pop his head out. He's very close to doing so. Still no control given. And now Boylan actually gets his hips out. So Welsh, if he wants to get this takedown, he's going to have to bring him back into the mat a little bit more. He's working on doing that. Now he steps over and rolls all the way through and comes around behind. Had to get creative with it, but he did, and he leads 10-1. 48 seconds to go in the second period. Okay. We had some audio issues with the link on Green Sport, so that should be fixed now. We'll take you to the proper spot. Braden Welsh goes out of bounds. 27 seconds to go in the second period. riding on top. Chops down on the left arm. We have a final. Slayton Williams going to win that one 7-2 in his semifinal bout. And that'll bring up Colin White of West Green. Pioneers' last chance to get a finalist here today. They had Noah Collins, who lost earlier in the semifinals. Still alive. He will wrestle consolation semifinals. But Colin White, 285-pounders, had a really nice season for West Green. He's going to take on Parker Cunningham of Southside, the 5 seed. Colin White, the 1 seed here. After 2 periods, Welsh is still leading 10-1 in his match. They'll serve on their feet in the third. And Welsh gets around for another takedown. They're very close to getting a technical fall. One more takedown will do as he lets him back up. Now White tries to get in on a leg. Can't do it. And Welsh very close to getting that takedown. He does. There's the technical fall. Or no, sorry. He still needs one more. Got to work on my math. He's only 16-3 now at the escape. It was 16-2. So he needs one more takedown. And he's close to getting it. But he's right on the edge of the mat. And there it is. So now he'll win it. 19-3 technical fall for Sport Cherry's Braden Welsh. He'll be in the finals at 215 pounds this afternoon. Colin White still scoreless here halfway through the first period against Parker Cunningham of South Park. Hand fighting. Really, really close to getting in on a leg. We've got Teddy Gray of Burgettstown about ready to get underway on mat 3 in his consolation bout of 285 pounds against Peyton Schaum. Now, I don't think they've said yet whether they're moving right into the fourth round of consolations or not. But right now they've closed down mat number 2, so that would make me think they might take at least a little bit of a break. Single leg shot by White, but can't quite get past the defense of Cunningham, so they're back on their feet. Now 215-pound semifinal bout on mat 1 is Braden Sudor of Carlinton taking on Colton Carlson of Laurel. They are scoreless in the first period. Time winding down in the opening period. Scoreless between Cunningham and White. As they head to the second, we will be right back here on Green Sports Net and WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Nice start to the second period here for Colin White. He started on bottom and immediately stood up, hit a standing switch, got the reversal, and now he's riding on top. He's leading 2-0 here, 20 seconds into this second period, and doing a good job tying up the wrists of Cunningham. Looked like a couple times he was getting close to a tilt, but he has Cunningham completely flattened out over there on the far side of the mat. Teddy Gray leading 3-0 in his bout over Peyton Schaum. That's in the first period. Colin White, they scoot out of bounds with 1:12 to go in the second. So White leads 2-0 with the reversal. Cunningham will have choice in the third. Riding on top here, still leading 2-0. 32 seconds left. I'm going to work on a crossface here near the edge of the near side of the mat, but it looks like he's going to maybe ride this entire And that will end the second period. So we'll head to the third. Colin White leads 2-0. Cunningham has choice. Cunningham is going to take top. Didn't want to go down underneath White again. See if he can try his hand here to turn Colin White in the third period. White stays on his base. Minute 45 to go. Now quad pod for White. Up, turns in, gets the escape, and leads 3-0. Minute and a half to go. Colin White of West Green. Ties up head-to-head here with Parker Cunningham of South Park. Cunningham kind of taking ground, but right just as he does that, Colin White drops in on a single leg. Oh, watch out. Heading towards the scorer's table over there. They restart with 56 seconds to go. There's a shot, counter shot there. Shot by Cunningham that couldn't get to the legs. And front headlock briefly by White, but lets him go. 40 seconds remaining. And they scoot out of bounds again with 21 seconds to go. It's Cunningham that needs to push the action here. He trails Colin White 3-0. Has not gotten close to a shot yet. White just kind of backs up. He could take a stall warning or two. Now it uses that momentum for a drag attempt, but doesn't get to the leg. 13 seconds to go. Tries a snap down, and he's going to spin around behind, and that'll lock it up. He gets a takedown to take a 6-0 lead with 5 seconds to go. And Colin White is going to win this one and advance to the finals for the West Green Pioneers. And we'll be right back here on Green Sports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
All right, back here, 285-pound semifinal. Alex Rusilko of Bentworth taking on Henry Barbish of Carlington. And the other bout, which is the last 215-pound semifinal, is Braden Sudor of Carlington, and he is leading 2-1 over Colton Carlson of Laurel. They have 40 seconds to go in regulation there. Winner of that bout will face Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry in the finals. Rusilko trying to fend off a shot attempt here by Barbish, does so. And there's another takedown on the far mat there with Sudor taking a 5-1 lead there, so that'll lock it up for there for him. He will advance to the finals at 215 pounds, and we're just down to this last bout with Rusilko and Barbish. And then we'll have the fourth round consolations, which are basically the consolation semifinals. It'll decide who will wrestle for third and who will wrestle for fifth at each weight class. I have not heard word if they're going to take any break at all. There's a shot by Barbish in on a leg, and he's got Rusilko in trouble. Takes him over to his back. And he's going to get the takedown plus near fall and leads 7-0 as Rusilko bellies out with with 24 seconds in the first period.
At the completion of the final foul being wrestled, we will bump up the scheduled start time for the program of 1:30. We will wrestle the next round consolation starting at 1:15.
There you go.
Again, 1:15.
So we will start once this bout is over between Barbish and Rusilco. Instead of waiting to start at 1:30, they will start the last round, that fourth round of consolations at 1:15. So I would expect we have about a 10-minute break, it sounds like, before we get back here for that fourth round of consolations. Barbish now leading 9-0 over Rusilco with a reversal here to start the second period. Barbish 9-0 lead over Alex Rusilco Bentworth. Winner of this bout will face Colin White of West Green in the finals at 285 pounds. And Rusilco tried to roll, but ended up putting himself on his back. And I don't know if he gave up near fall or not, but they did not have consecutive swipes, but instead he gets all the way back out for an escape after they roll the way through. So it's 9-1 now in favor of Barbish. Drag attempt by Barbish. Can't get to the legs of Rusilco. 38 seconds to go in the second period.
Again, during this downtime, we would ask that all wrestlers and coaches be working on those forms. We only have a couple turned in. We need those to be completed both front and back and then return to the head table.
Still on their feet. And period comes to an end. They start on their feet in the third period. Still 9-1 in favor of Barbish. Minute 41 to go. Soko's going to need to hit something big here in the third. And he comes in with an underhook. And Barbish, though, uses his hips to kind of throw him off and get around behind him. Gets another takedown. Make it 12-1. Now on top of the cross face, trying to use that bottom arm. He's and he takes Rusilco over. Barbish looking for not only near fall, but maybe getting the fall here with 55 seconds to go to work with. And near fall will make it 16-1. That'll be the technical fall. Henry Barbish of Carlinton advances to the finals. Alex Rusilco of Bentworth drops into the consolations. We'll wrestle in the consolation semifinals in this next round, which will be coming up in about 10 minutes from now. So We will step aside and we'll be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. So stick with us here and we'll have the action for you here at 1:15 for the fourth round of Constellation League, which are the Constellation semifinals. We'll be right back.